Welcome to Orthotutorials. My name is Ezekiel Aburu. I am an orthopedic surgeon at Nairobi Spine and Orthopedic Center, and I also teach at the University of Nairobi. Our topic of discussion today is osteoblastoma. Osteoblastomas are benign, aggressive, osteogenic bone lesions commonly found in the posterior elements of the spine. Patients typically present between the ages of 10 and 30 with regional pain, with only partial response to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Osteoblastoma and osteoid osteoma are closely linked. It is a bone-forming lesion observed in the cortex, medullary canal, or periosteal tissues. Multicentric foci within a bone have also been reported. Metaphyseal sites somewhat outnumber the diaphysis. Osteoblastoma can grow larger than 2 centimeters and is more aggressive in bone than osteoid osteoma. So what is the epidemiology? It is a relatively rare bone tumor, accounting for about 1% of all primary and 3% of benign bone tumors, with the majority of patients being between the ages of 10 and 30 years. It is more common in males with a ratio of 2 to 1. It can involve any bone, however, it has a predilection for the spine and the sacrum, most commonly involving the posterior elements of the spine. Now, what is the etiology of this? The exact etiology of osteoblastoma is still unknown. Regardless of where in the musculoskeletal system osteoblastomas arise, they are composed of multiple osteoblasts that form osteoid and woven bone. When the main location is within cortical bone, there is frequently enlargement. However, the tumor's periphery is usually surrounded by periosteum and a narrow rim of reactive bone. So how do these patients present clinically? Osteoblastoma generally grows slowly with minimal or no symptomatology. In these patients, the lesions are incidentally found during imaging for the evaluation of other disease processes. Typically, the posterior elements of the vertebrae are involved, and patients may present with pain that doesn't respond to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Osteoblastoma may affect the vertebral column in about 30% of the cases. However, as in the case with malignant and benign tumors, long bones of the appendicular skeleton are also involved. Primarily, the femur and the tibia account for 30% of all benign and malignant bone tumors. If the lesion in the spine is significantly large, it may present with neurological symptoms. So how do you make a diagnosis of the same? X-rays show the tumor may be located in cortical bone with central lucent nidus with mild or absent perifocal sclerosis. Computerized tomography scans may serve as a complementary to the X-ray in making a diagnosis, and an MRI really is important, especially if you're looking at the spine. So how do you manage it? In musculoskeletal system, there are two basic indications for surgical therapy of an osteoblastoma. The first step is getting a tissue sample that definitely identifies the disease. When tumor is the rumor, tissue is the issue, is a useful maxim to keep in mind. The second purpose for surgical treatment is to eliminate aggressive tumor continuing destruction of bony structure. The primary treatment is surgery, either en bloc, resection, or curettage, depending on the clinical situation, location within the bone, and suspicion of malignancy. En bloc resection of The tumor is the preferred treatment when possible, and this results in lower risk of local recurrence compared to just intralesional curettage. What's the prognosis? The prognosis is excellent, with most patients cured following the initial surgical treatment. However, local recurrence is relatively a common complication, with rates ranging from 15 to 20%. Thank you very much.